Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The final out has been made. Let's talk about what just happened. The good and the bad. It's time for the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove, with the franchise, Tim Allen, on The Fan. If you need doors and windows, go to PellaWI.com.
Tying run is at first, the pitch. Swing and a fly ball! Deep right, are you kidding me? Vogel, a walk-off grand slam!
My, oh my! How about that?
Oh, baby!
Woo! Yes! You gotta be kidding me! It is a final from American Family Field, and the results, as you just heard, are good. Wow, that's all I have to say. Welcome in, everybody. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Tim Allen, there's Evan Heffelfinger, and you guys are going to remember this for a while. Daniel Vogelbach, the walk-off grand slam to steal this one from the Cardinals, taking the game and the series, and ooh, I want to swear so bad right now. I was going crazy. I mean crazy. This, again, another reason. Special stories, special things, special seasons for this Brewers baseball team in the 21 championship season. Never say die crew. It's a final. They win the game. They win the series. The series is over. And it's on to host the Philadelphia Phillies tomorrow. A lot to hash out in this one as the Brewers get a 6-5 victory. Want to get your reaction on this. 414-799-1250. By the sounds of it, guys, it didn't appear that too many fans left American Family Field. 33,000 plus to enjoy this one. And the Brewers back to 30 games over 500 at 84-54, and 24 games remain here in the 21 championship season. You know, I'm listening to Euchre. I'm listening to the TV call. I'm just soaking in all of this while I'm screaming. And this is, Brewers fans, this is what a special season is all about. It is literally moments like this that make up this story. And we talked about it yesterday. What a special night it was last night with Adrian Hauser. You turn right back around. You didn't feel it. I knew something was going to happen. They were going to win this game. Even when they were down 5-1, you piecemeal that bullpen enough to hold you in the game. Christian Yelich gets robbed of what really could have been a three-run double. You're not sure how that's going to play out a little bit. But you knew the bases loaded right there in the eighth inning. Something special may have happened. When was the last time you experienced a game like this? There is something special about a walk-off grand slam in Major League Baseball, well, at any level in baseball. But there is something about a walk-off grand slam to win by one. I mean, there's been the walk-off grand slams where you win by four. It's a tie game and then the bottom of the ninth inning or whatever it might be, especially with the new extra inning rules. There's been walk-off grand slams. But, again, a walk-off grand slam to win by one is just one of those things, one of those special things in baseball. It's like an immaculate inning almost, where it's just so rare. And it really is, guys, I will tell you this, it is what you've done in the backyard by yourself, right? I've done it. We've all done it. You know, Brewers down, whatever your favorite team is, down by three and, you know, bases are loaded and you're at home here. It's a drive. Can we hear the highlight once again on Bally Sports Wisconsin? Just soak this in. Again, rule is in the press box. You're not supposed to technically cheer or anything like that, but sometimes special moments happen where you can just alleviate that rule for just a touch. Check it out. Jeff Levering and Bill Schroeder.
Tying run is at first. The pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Deep right. Are you kidding me? Vogel! A walk-off grand slam!
My, oh, my. How about that?
Oh, baby!
All right. That is cool. Evan Heffelfinger, you had an opportunity to hear me during the flight of that baseball, the calls on TV and radio. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm glad that my ears work after you absolutely blew my ears out in the studio from the yelling. But I was yelling too. How else are you supposed to react to a walk-off grand slam against, well, at least for me, my most hated rival? I think that Levering and Rock are feeling the exact same way that we were. Just, baby. I can't believe it. Oh, baby. I cannot believe it. I'm smiling. I'm laughing. I'm like pacing right here in the studio. I don't know how to react.
I'm telling you guys, this is a special season. We continue to see these special moments. These moments continue to stack up for this team this year. And this is a whole ton of fun. We talked about that fun factor and how invested you are in a season like this. How invested you were in a season like the Milwaukee Bucks. This is what this all... This show today, I will tell you this. A lot of people say I'm a half-and-half broadcaster. Okay, fine, I'll take it. You can call me whatever you want. I'm a cheerleader and a broadcaster. You want to talk X's and O's? We can stop all this and we can dive into analytics if you want. Or we can celebrate like 99.8% of baseball fans, 99.9% of Brewers fans are going to just enjoy the moment and do exactly what we're doing right here. We're celebrating a really cool moment, and I'll promise you, you will remember this game. Especially those that stuck with it on TV, stuck with it on the Brewers Radio Network, and stuck with it in that stadium at American Family Field. One of those things. Now, what does this prove? Does it prove that the Brewers win the division? Well, they've already won the division. Does it prove they win the World Series? No, not yet. But it's a piece of that. That's the thing here. These are pieces of a World Series title. This is what happens when we're jealous. And we look across the diamond, and we watch on Fox TV. When we watch the World Series, and this team, our team, the Brewers, are not in it, this is why. Because they have a bunch of moments just like this. It all stacked up. We just didn't follow every game of the Dodgers season last year. We just didn't follow every game of the Nationals the year prior to that. But we are following this now, and I can promise you as a baseball, quote, expert, I can promise you those World Series winning teams experience these same moments in their special season. This is cool.
Well, Tim, how many times this game did you tell me this game is not over?
I told you that there was something in that stadium today. Now, I don't know if this was the Ryan Braun, I'll put you on my shoulders, jump aboard, I'll take you in for a landing, bobblehead giveaway today. I don't know if this was the two-year, sort of anniversary of Christian Yelich smashing his kneecap. I don't know what it was today. I don't know if it was a Cardinal thing, a Brewer thing. I don't know if it was circumstance, a season thing. I'm not sure. There was something in the air today that said, don't give up on this game. And this, I think this speaks volumes to the final 24 games and into the postseason. They're going to take care of business late in games. This started well over a month ago. And I remember having the conversation on this show. Look at the runs the Brewers are scoring in the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th innings. That's the mark of a special team. That's the mark of a good team, a good offense. These guys were dynamite. Crowd going crazy. You guys were awesome. That's the show. Smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back. We'll see you around. No, I want to get your reaction on this. Where does this rank in just the excitement factor for you guys? Because I will say this, to me, it's, again, if you're just tuning in, to me, it's a special thing. It's one of those rare circumstances when you win by one on a walk-off grand slam. Not winning by two, not winning by four, none of that. But when you win by one on a grand slam, that to me is, it just put a cherry on top of this thing. Daniel Vogelbach in this Brewers offense, they get it done late, a 6-5 victory, seemingly a loss almost the entire game, but we'll have a fun recap later on in the show. We'll hear from Craig Counsell a little bit later on in the show, and want to get your reaction here, 414-799-1250, because this was a cool moment in the 21 championship season. All right, what do you want to do, Evan?
Do you want to go right out to the phone calls?
Let's do that. Yeah, let's just celebrate this one, because Brewers back up to 30 games over 500. They win the ball game, 84th victory on the season, 24 remain. Even if they win 12, just go 500, 84, 94. It's a 96 win. It looks, and people accuse me of trying to jinx this team. No, I'm not trying to jinx it. I'm just saying. It looks as if it's going to be the best regular season in franchise history. But it's moments like this. Where does it rank in the moment that you've experienced as a Brewer fan? I'm sure it'll be elevated if you're one that is coming out of American Family Field right now. Let's start things off at 799-1250 with Patrick. Patrick, you're first on the Fan. Wow.
Oh, Timmy. I called you like the night of the Bucks winning the championship and said this is a special season. Then 2 weeks ago, I was lucky enough to be at the Yelich game with both homers.
Yeah.
And today I'm there. And today I'm there again, and it's just incredible. Like, they're down 5-1, and I thought when Yelich, like, he couldn't hit a ball harder than he hit it in the eighth inning, and that would have scored three. And they stick with it, and they just it's crazy.
Are we going to have to start a GoFundMe to get you to go to every single last game?
I think so.
Grand Slam Patrick.
I know. I'm 3-1 on the season now in four games, and it's incredible. Like, they win this game. They don't have to use their top three bullpen guys. You know, hung in there with Gustave and I think Sanchez and they
Cousins
pulled it out,
and
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, Strickland, Cousins, all these guys just sort of hung around a little bit, and that's the thing. Even that's the crazy part of this. Even on somewhat of a down day for the Brewers, they're still pretty damn competitive, and they'll hold themselves in the game for things like this to happen. There was something brewing today. There really was.
Exactly. I mean, I was getting frustrated with the amount of walks that the Brewers were giving up, and they hung in there. Then they started drawing some walks themselves, and it's definitely a special season.
This was exciting, Patrick. Thanks a lot. 799-1250, super exciting. As I mean, again, I'm not going to tell you that I celebrate every win like the World Series, but I do celebrate every win. I've been doing that since 1974. I celebrate a Brewers victory. That's why they may have the right guy talking Brewers baseball after Brewers games, because it doesn't matter the season. I'm sure it's elevated, you know, in my world. Sure, I went more crazy than a 6-1 win in 2002 in August. Okay, yeah, of course I did, but I do celebrate every victory, but there are some that just make you go crazy. And I will say this, the chill factor. Can we do this? Can we, those of you that are just joining us, just coming out of American Family Field, just flipping over after the last pitch, you make the switch over here. You've been doing that 16 years. But just can we go to that highlight again? I honestly cannot hear this enough. Evan Heffelfinger, let's hear it again on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Tying run is at first, the pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Deep right, are you kidding me? Foggy, a walk-off grand slam.
My, oh my, how about that?
Oh, baby. Woo.
I cannot believe that. That is so cool. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're next on the fan. Your reaction after this just wild one.
Oh, man, it's awesome. I listened to the whole game. My wife came home. She wanted to watch something. I went outside. I was listening to it on the Spanish station. But when Maley came up, I'm thinking, this guy's going to do something special. excuse me. Then Vogelback, just back in the lineup, what, he played one game so far?
Yeah, it's just, doesn't matter who gets the moment, really, with this team these days.
You never give up on them. We used to wait for the other shoe to drop, and now we just wait for someone to come through. It's a special team, special season, and let's enjoy the ride. I better hop off because I'm so pumped.
I love it.
Have a good one, man.
All right, take it easy.
No more days off.
I hear that. All right, special team, special season. We've adopted this whole special thing, Evan, you and I and Pipe Bomb predominantly doing most of the shows here. But it really appears that way. It really does, because these moments continue to stack up. That's the thing. This comprises a special team and a special season. Is it just one win? Yes. To be technical about it, yes, it's just one win.
But so is Game 7 of the World Series. That's just one win.
It sure is.
They all hold a lot of weight.
And it stacks up these moments. And I will say that's the one thing we're experiencing. Big home runs, big pitching outings, striking out 10 consecutive batters to tie a major league record. A complete game shutout and walk-off stuff and you know, battling all the injuries. These are all moments that comprise what is a special team in a special season. Now, will they cap it? Well, I don't know. It's going to be a hell of a lot of fun, like today, like last night, and maybe just like tomorrow, an afternoon game tomorrow again. 799-1250. Let's go to Grady. Grady, you're next. How about this one today, Grady?
Timmy, come on, man. Come on. I mean, seriously. Like,
really? Did this just happen?
That's why I called in. I mean, I said last night that when we come into a game, we expect to win. But, I mean, did we really expect to win this one? I mean, seriously, this is just absolutely ridiculous. We have the ball club that will come in and take you out. Regardless of the circumstances, you have to get 27 outs on this. It's just absurd.
Grady, I'll let you finish here. But this had one, again, I thought there was something special going on late in this game. And, you know, sometimes you get it right. Other times, most times in a 5-1 late in a game, you're almost like, okay, they got the RBI from Luke Maley and they made it 5-2. They put a couple of runners aboard. And you know what I'm referring to. Grady, this had Craig Counsell saying, well, we gave him a finish at the end. We made it difficult on him. No,
exactly.
that was changed.
Exactly. And I really hate to bring video games into this, but if anybody's played MLB The Show, I compare it to that. You square up on pitches all game just to get out, and then finally you get a little something going, and then you get the big hit to put the nail in the coffin, and that's what they did. And, of course, it's Vogelbach. Next man up. I mean, it's whoever comes up to the plate, they can make that big hit, unless their name is Jackie Bradley Jr. And I'm just hoping he can make a big catch for us in, like, game six or in, like, the NLCS or the World Series or something, because that's the only person I don't have confidence in. Pablo Reyes came into the game, what was he, 6-10 on Lester, and he took him yard first yep. or second pitch. I mean, it doesn't matter who comes to the plate unless it's Jackie, and I hate to say that because I really feel like he has a big moment brewing for us, as everybody else on this roster does, but I still can't believe they did it, and they did it, so...
Grady, that great points, great points. Bradley Jr., by the way, did have the double to lead things off. And I will say this, there are more moments like this coming. There are. And you know who's got that moment, Grady, just to finish up? You know who's got that moment? I want to get your reaction on this. We've seen him really play good baseball. But the perception is that Eduardo Escobar is like, yeah, he's there. He's a nice player. He's okay. He's this, that. He's hitting .285 in a Brewers uniform. Did you realize this? That moment, this moment, is coming for Eduardo Escobar. I'll promise you that. He's going to have a moment.
That's the difference, though, between him and Jackie Bradley, because, I mean, a lot of people that don't follow baseball, I follow baseball hard. I'm in a 16-man fantasy baseball league, so I know about the guys in the minors. So it's like Eduardo is going to do what Eduardo does, you know what I mean? And we haven't seen that yet. And that's, you know, another testament to this team hasn't peaked yet. But it's just that confidence factor. When somebody steps into the box, it's Jackie Bradley, the only one that you're just like, oh man, can that guy that had the day off just have one at bat? I was praying Javi had an at bat in him tonight, but it's all good. Yeah. You're picking at fine hairs when you have this good of a team, so we'll keep getting at him. Let's go.
All right, thanks a lot for the call. Yeah, 799-1250. There comes a time where, you know, these guys are internally competitive. I mean, it's like it's like you guys at work. You go to work. It's like my job here at work. It's like not unlike a lot of places where they're internally competitive. But when it comes to a common goal, I think all that goes out the window here. And I think that's what Craig Council-led teams do and have done over the years. They just skip this, you know. I've talked to former big leaguers, and they look down the bench, and they've been honest with me, and they've said, you know, why does this guy get the AB? And he got first off the bench the other day. I got a good matchup here. Or you're sitting in that bullpen, you look down the bench out there, down the bullpen, and you're like, no, man, they wanted him to warm up. I'm ready to go. I haven't pitched in a while. There comes a time though in a season. And I think under Craig Council, that's probably earlier more than later, that you play for each other. You just play for each other. It doesn't matter who's up there, whether it's Pablo Reyes, Tim Lopes, or Daniel Vogelback, or whether it's Christian Yelich, Colton Wong, or Omar Narvaez. All that goes out the window to the goal. Now you're toward the finish line here. And especially now, that goes out the window. Brewers get it done. I'm just, you know, you can't write a script like this in most situations. It's just crazy. There is something special about a walk-off grand slam to win by one. It just is. I won't say it's as akin to a no-hitter, because that's super, super special. But I mean, this is a moment heading in that direction where it's just like a special baseball moment. Maybe not historically, but it's just one of the special baseball situations. Baseball is full of situations, and the situation came about today.
Think about the last Brewers. 2 days for the Brewers, though. Their first complete game shutout in 7 years, followed by a walk-off grand slam.
After being down 5-1, and really the presence of the game, the feel of the game was almost palpable, that it was everyone just playing out the string in the game.
Right.
Until the eighth inning. And I don't know if this had any difference to do with that. A lot had to go into this victory today. But I think when Yelly barrels one up off the bench like that, I don't know if that gave any sort of momentum or anything like that, but maybe it did. I don't know. I'm just a lot had to go into this. This is sweet. This is a sweet win. I will say that. We are live in the Lakeland University studios with online learning in 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms. That's lakeland.edu, 6-5 final. Want to get your reaction. Going to hear from Craig Council. Going to hear from Daniel Vogelback and more. Where does this rank in the moment? I mean, there's going to be a lot of additional moments here down the stretch. Special things, special teams, special season. The 21 championship season here. We got you covered. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove here on The Fan.
Tying run is at first. The pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Deep right. Are you kidding me? Vogel! A walk-off grand slam!
My, oh my! How about that?
Oh, baby! Woo!
Let's hear what you thought of today's game on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On The Fan, call Tim Allen now at 414-799-1250 or tweet the show at 1250 AM, The Fan.
Tying run is at first. The pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Deep right. Are you kidding me? Vogel! A walk-off grand slam!
There you go! How about that?
Oh, baby!
Woo! Oh, man. I can hear that a million more times. I can tell you that right now. This is what's defined as being a fan, just losing your mind a little bit. Welcome back. That highlight from Bally Sports Wisconsin. I could be like a normal broadcaster and say the Brewers get the tally in the ninth inning to win the ball game.
The NPR walk-off grand slam news
you
hour.
See, some people want me to be like that. I'm not going to be like that, man. I told you guys I'm going to be a fan first. I made that promise 16 years ago. That's it. I'm going to be a fan first and then a broadcaster second. There's certain broadcast things I got to make sure I say brought to you by and coming up is and phone numbers and such and names of shows. Fine, whatever. But I'm going to react most times passionately about this baseball team just like you and just like Jeremiah. Jeremiah, your thoughts on the 6-5 walk-off grand slam victory.
Tim, my son and I have a 20-game pack. And it just so happened that he wasn't able to make it for football practice. And I'm sticking it through, and it's 5-1, and the umpires have missed a bunch of calls on reviews. So my wife's birthday is on Wednesday, so I head out to go leave the game, and I go and pick up my wife's birthday present and come out and turn on the car from coming out to get my wife's birthday present to hear the call of Euchre mid-call.
Going and, crazy.
And I'm going nuts, and I call my wife immediately, and I'm listening to it on the radio. The broadcast hasn't happened yet because of the delay. And my wife goes, "What do you mean? Bogey's up right now." And she sees it live, knowing what's going to happen.
Gotcha.
On Valley Sports Network. And so we're both screaming at the same time. And it was just... I mean, I felt awful that I wasn't there. I mean,
oh, did we lose
the last
him?
Out there with it? And
wow, I mean, this is just what that's a great description. It really is. Jeremiah, enjoy this moment because it is. I won't say they're few and far between, but I will say there's moments like this that you're going to remember as a Brewers fan.
It reminds you a lot of the Bucs season, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And when you stack up moments like this, it means it's a special season. That's the DNA of a special season are moments like this. I love it. Jeremiah, thanks for the call, man. 799-1250 to Ryan. Ryan, you're next on The Fan.
Hey, Tim. Like, I gotta borrow somebody else's phrase, but I mean, this roster, it's like they play to win the game. Like, you think about, I mean, I'm reminiscent of, like, going back to 2008. You'd watch this team go down 3, 4, 5 runs late and be like, yeah, they'll get back in this thing. You watch those late Cardinals games, those Cubs games, and the Brewers would just fight back into it. But that was like a home run or die roster. Whereas you're watching this team now, and it's just like they work counts. They're fairly disciplined. It's not like you have these ebb and flows of highs and lows throughout the lineup. Like, you just don't know what to expect. And, I mean, today is a perfect example. Like, so I'm sitting here. My wife's out of town. I'm watching my kids run around the house. I'm spackling woodpecker damage on the side of my house.
I've been there.
Oh, God. And I'm sitting here, like, you're watching this game going. You're listening to it. And it's like they're down 5-1. It's like, man, I should just be throwing on my Pandora, jamming out to some music. But there's, like, something about this game that I'm like, yeah, just hear it out. Just feel yep. this out. And I think it plays off of, like, shutout from yesterday. And all of a sudden, Miley gets that double. And you can kind of feel, like, Schilt is kind of freaking out, kind of getting his bullpen going. You're like, yeah, this just feels like something. And I just couldn't turn away. And so I'm chasing my kids down the sidewalk. They're riding their bikes around doing all this stuff. And I heard the crack of the bat from my garage, and I had to sprint back like 30 yards to my garage. And I dang near had to run around my house in celebration just hearing the rest of that call. And it was just like there was something in the air about this game. And you want to sit here and talk about, well, when's the last time you really felt like this? And I'm like, well, how about that Cubs game that started – earlier in the season where we were down 8-1 or whatever it was when Ashby blew up. It's like
7-0.
Even that game, there was something in the radio broadcast, something in their voices, something you just thought. They're like, you know, this game's not over. And I think that's where we're sitting here, dude. This is what we're kind of watching. This is the discipline and the balance of this team. It's going to have its ups and downs with hitting streaks and kind of who's rolling and who's not. But there's not a lull in this lineup. There's not a lull in this backside of the pitching rotation and the bullpen. It's just, even if you don't want to forecast and break this down and feel like where this team's really going to go this year, just if you can just lose yourself in these moments, it's just so much more enjoyable. And you just have to be thankful and just appreciative of what this crew is doing right now.
Ryan, well stated. I appreciate that. All right. It's very similar to last night's show, in which I said, pinch yourself, because this is flying by. There's only 24 games in the regular season left. That's it, 24. 24 is a drop in the bucket of 162. Seems like a lot of games. Yeah, when you compare it to a Packers season, but you're not. You're comparing it to a Brewers season, a baseball season, 24 to go. And you get moments like this. I don't even know what to say. Honestly, it sounds like
you want the highlight again.
Well, I do, and really, I'll expand a little bit more of my opinion here, and this may shock some folks, so stick around. But check it out. Let's relish in the moment again.
Tying run is at first. The pitch, swing and a fly ball, deep right. Are you kidding me? A walk-off grand slam!
My, oh, my! How about that?
Oh, baby!
Woo!
What does Bill Schroeder say there? 414-799-1250.
Can you guys guess what Bill Schroeder says there? I guess we could get in touch with him, but listen to it again. But listen, Bill Schroeder, his first response or first or second response in there, does he say, my guess is he started to say, let's go, maybe? Is that your guess?
Let's find out.
Okay.
Tying run is at first, the pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Deep right, are you kidding me? Thuggy! A walk-off grand slam!
My, oh, my! How about that?
Man, there it is on Bally Sports Wisconsin. What's your guess?
It's not oh baby, but like let's go, and then he starts to like, I don't know.
I'm not sure. You see, again, you get lost in the moment. Okay, so here's the deal. On a game like this, it's very rare that I don't want to be on the air after a Brewers game. just my life in general. I mean, people call this a job. Don't tell anyone. It's just super cool. But anyway, it's a game like this where half of me or a part of me says, man, why couldn't I just go crazy and crack a beer and, you know what I mean? And I got this radio show, and so that's why the celebration is with you guys. You got to do half my celebrating here. I have to sort of maintain a little bit here, but man, what a victory. 6-5 walk-off grand slam. You win by one on a grand slam. That's just something about that is just super, super special. And again, special things, special team, special season. I think we're going to corner the market on the word special. 799-1250. What was your reaction when it first happened? Those stories are cool. Those stories, I think, are the coolest out of all of this. Is the story, like, the moment when it just kind of clicked. Holy fill in the blank. Because there's an S word you could put there. There's an F word you could put there. There's just a bunch of words you could put there. That moment when you knew, where were you? What did you do? Let's go to Mike in Pewaukee. Mike, you're next on the Fan.
Hey, Tim. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I literally turned the game on. Who was up before Escobar? I don't remember. But that's when I turned the game on. I was kind of in the doldrums today because I took my son to college last week. And I'm really bummed that he's gone.
I've been there, man.
I know you have. And so anyways, I knew the Brewers game was on, but I was just in the doldrums. So anyways, I was like, I'm going to go take a shower. Took a shower, come out. And I'm like, how come I didn't get a notification yet that the Brewers game is over? You know, because they started at what? 1:30, 1 o'clock, and it should have been over. So anyways, I was like, okay, so it must still be going. So I turned on the radio. Like I said, Escobar comes up. After whoever was up before him.
Jace Peterson.
Jace Peterson, right. So anyways, I'm thinking Escobar. I just had I'm not lying to you, Tim. I had this feeling like Escobar, because I know he's been good since he's been here, but he hasn't done anything super
he
special.
He hasn't had the moment, though,
no,
Mike,
and
that's the thing. And I thought it was coming with Escobar. I was lockstep with you.
I thought he was going to tie this game up.
Yep,
or,
me too.
You know, but anyways, so... you know, and a couple calls ago, the guy brought up Uecker. I was obviously listening because I don't have Bally Sports Wisconsin. I wish I did. But anyways, there's nothing like this for me. I'm 49, so I heard the 87 season and all the great calls of Uecker during that season. And then, you know, for over the last, 10 years, there have been some really special moments. But when Vogelbach came up, you know what I thought of? Tim, and I'm not lying. You talked about Vogelbach last week. I forgot whose show you were on. You were on somebody's show, and you said you were talking about Vogelbach and that he's coming off the DL. And I thought to myself, okay, you know what? He's been on the 10-day DL. Did he come off yesterday, though, or was it today?
A couple of days ago, right.
Okay, a couple of days. But anyways, I was like, okay, I'm not turning this game off, and I got to tell you something. I really feel this, and I only call in a handful of times each year. Since you've been doing the show way back when you guys opened up shop. And I've been very down on the Brewers organization as a whole and the Bucks. But these past 2 years, I've turned around partially from listening to you. And I really do. I feel like I've turned the corner. And I feel like the Bucks have already turned the corner. And I feel like they're going to piggyback right off the Bucks. I said it. I called in earlier this year. And it's, you know, I know I'm not the only one to say it. But I believe it. I think what you're saying... What you said when this happened, I was thinking the exact same thing. Special things happen during special seasons. How many times is there a walk-off grand slam during a season?
Right.
Maybe one, maybe two at the most during a season with 30 teams in MLB or however many there are and 162 games. How often does that happen? A grand slam walk-off home run to win the game. And it
by
happen.
One, though. The key is
right.
By one. That's the special nature of it. I mean, you've got 15 games going on every day for six
exactly.
months. That's how special this is.
And, hey, could I slip one more thing in there?
Sure.
It couldn't happen, in my opinion, to a better team. Maybe the Cubs, but to send to send this team home, and that is
amen.
Just, it's the icing on the cake, man.
Yes, and that's a big hit for the Cardinals. They're in a heated wild card race. That's crazy. Mike, thanks for the...
hit you on the way back to St. Louis.
There you go. All right, thanks, Mike. Thanks for the kind words as well. It is... It's just nuts. I mean, it really is. You get games like this that just send you sideways. This is one of those games. Now, I'll give you a sneak peek behind the curtain a little bit, if you will. Okay, so I take notes. There's a certain protocol that I have when I do this show, and I take notes. I take notes on every inning. Okay, and some of these notes can get. They can get a little convoluted at times. And then I will, throughout the game and commercial breaks and things like that, I will go through and I will kind of condense them and edit them and get them as edited as I can for a number of reasons, one of which is the game recap and the other is so I can remind myself of what the hell happened back in the second inning. So some games... It will be, okay, you're done with your stupid notes in the sixth inning. This is a loss, okay? Or this is a win. I mean, I've done that too. This game, and Evan, you already mentioned that there was just something about this. I continue to take my notes. I wanted to be articulate on what the hell happened down the stretch here with the Gustave pitching change. What did Cousins, 30 pitches again? Third consecutive appearance for Jay Cousins throwing 30 pitches. We've got to correct that. How about a back pick by Yadier Molina? We got to clean up outs on the base pass. World Series teams don't do that. Clean that stuff. So I get all this stuff. I continued... the detailed notes all the way through this game, all the way till the final swing from Vogelbach. So just wanted, sometimes you feel it, and I think a lot of you did too in this game. Sometimes it's more want than legitimate, but hey, so be it. Now on the Euchre call, he made the call, and he let the moment breathe a little bit. And as a broadcaster, I think he's just a stellar broadcaster, and he did that. He let it breathe, and I wish beyond more than you can imagine that I could play that highlight on this show. And I think I've been pretty honest and open about that. Business sometimes gets in the way of just being a fan. I would love to play Euchre highlights. I would love to play Brewers Radio Network highlights. But they say you can't do that. Why? You're not the flagship. Well, what does that mean? That you have the rights to the broadcast. Okay, we're not broadcasting the game. We're just playing your highlight. We're actually doing a commercial for you on our radio station. We're actually promoting a product that you air. If I were a flagship, play all the highlights you want, folks. That's just me, though. And I wish I could, and I feel bad that I can't. And a lot of people wonder over the years why you know, we're not playing Bob Euchre highlights. We're not all experts in the radio industry. I just gave you a sneak peek behind that curtain that, you know, I wish I could. And they'll slap my wrist, and I don't know what would happen. Maybe I'll try it one day.
I'm sure I'd end up losing my job.
would that be it? No, but what happens if it was an edict by me and just say, hey,
your paycheck would be a lot smaller than it is.
Maybe before I retire from this particular show, I just throw it out there. I understand it, guys. I really do. And I'm not dumb, and I've been doing this a long time. Their fear is that we're going to sell. We're going to sell. We're going to sponsor out. The Bob Euchre moment is brought to you by Evan Heffelfinger's House of Wax. Okay, that's their fear. But what if we don't? We're still playing literally a commercial for your radio station. That part of it I never really agreed with. But it's always been a longstanding thing in the sports industry. So we'll go with it. 799-1250. Boy, we are bearing our souls here today, aren't we? Evan Heffelfinger was doing cartwheels and jumping off high walls onto a wrestling mat.
It was
breaking his back again.
Yeah, like it was a sight to be seen.
Back in high school. We need to take a break. We're going to hear from Craig Counsell, Daniel Vogel back, and we need to hear this into the break. You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Walk-off, Granny, Vogel back, ninth inning. To win by one, I love it.
Tying run is at first, the pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Deep right, are you kidding me? Vogel, a walk-off grand slam.
My, oh my, how about that?
Oh, baby.
Woo.
Let's find out what happened in today's game from the guys that played it. Let's head inside the clubhouse presented by Windows Select. Right now, buy one, get one free. Plus, no payments for an entire year. Call them today at 262-703-3500.
Time run is at first, the pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Deep right, are you kidding me? Vogel! Oh! A walk-off grand slam!
My, oh my! How about that?
Oh, baby!
Woo!
Just Bally Sports Wisconsin on that. Just amazing as Jeff Levering and Bill Schroeder on the call right there. B.A., you missed a good one today, that's for sure. Welcome back, guys. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by our friends at the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. And we'll get to some more of your reaction here. We're going to hear from Daniel Vogel back, as well as Craig Counsell coming up. But just describe that moment. And again, guys, this isn't the World Series victory. No, we get that. Let's hold it into context. I understand that. But as a passionate Brewers fan, this moment or these moments that really get you going, man. And it is really super cool. I have two fantasy football drafts tonight. Gee, I feel good heading into those drafts. You guys, you better look out because I'm on a roll today. Let's see. Let's go to Mike. Mike on the south side. Mike, you're next on the Fan.
Jimmy, you're the only one I'd hold on for an hour. I can't move my arm.
Sorry about that.
You know, after that Badger game, I said, watching this game, I said, here we go. Another roller coaster weekend, probably a couple losses. But they really shocked, you know, how about this? I don't believe what I just saw.
Yeah,
am I right?
Close. Yeah.
I mean, it was just incredible. I didn't see Yelich in there. I don't know why. Jackie Bradley Jr., he's got a cannon for arm. I don't want to hear that every time he comes to bat.
We're in no negative zone here. Come on.
Okay,
now,
okay.
Mike.
I'm sorry. Let's get positive now.
Yes.
Go out tonight. I got a prediction. Pack of Smokies.
Okay.
A few beverages.
Check.
Not me, you.
Yes.
And
yeah,
dive
I'm with
bar.
You.
Isn't that a good prediction?
That's perfect. That's all perfect.
Right.
All right, Mike. Always a pleasure, man. Always a pleasure. 799-1250. Let's go to Mike. Is this? I'm sorry, Ryan leaving American Family Field. Ryan, you're next on the Fan.
Yeah, when I saw that, I kept, because I was running back from FM Field to the bar. I didn't think he would come back. I was like saying that they weren't going to come back. And I saw that in the night. I was like, holy cow, I think this is our year. Because, I mean, who wants to – I mean, sure, you can have your starting pitchers right here, but if you get to the bullpen, that's how they give up the runs is against us is when they get to the bullpen. I mean
– Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this real quick. When Yelich lined out in that eighth inning rally, the bases juiced, did the park start to clear out at all?
I left by then. I left when Marty was hitting.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
All right,
thanks, dude. Always a pleasure. Let's go to another Ryan. Boy, we got a lot of Mikes and a lot of Ryans tonight. Ryan in Kenosha, you're next on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on, Tim? So I got a good one for you. You know, my dad and my brother got my tickets today. We kind of do a 20-game pack, and I'm at my parents, so I gave my dad a call, and I knew that he would have left the game early at this point because my brother works third shift, and I don't begrudge it. It's a five-hour game. It was a long one. But he wasn't even listening to Euchre. So I got to break it to him, that Vogelbach, and he didn't believe me. So I had to turn the TV all the way up and play it for him. But, man, is Jeff Levering awesome or what? Holy cow. And I think, you know, you guys are asking what VA or Rock said. Who cares? I love when he gets emotional like that. That's one of my favorite things. I'm going to listen to that call, no joke, for the rest of the night. I mean, this is what it's all about.
It really is. Ryan, hey, dude, always a pleasure. Thanks for the call.
I love it when color analysts get like that. Ron Sano was really good at that for the Cubs. John McLaughlin was really good at that for the Bucks too.
You bet.
They were just
get lost in it.
They can't control themselves. They just start making noises because they don't know what to do. They're so excited.
You know, it's
they're fans like us.
It's the double play to end the CC Sabathia game where it was the yes, yes from Bill Schroeder.
Right.
Remember that? Yes, yes. I mean, you get lost in that. And again, on the Jeff Levering thing, Ryan, I think he's one of the best young broadcasters in America right now, sports broadcasters. I do. And I'm not saying that BA needs to look out, but man, what a 1-2 punch on Valley Sports Wisconsin. I will say that, and I think it's pretty I'm pretty transparent on my broadcast opinions. Take it for what it's worth, but I do. I think Levering is one hell of a broadcaster, and with Euchre's, you know, Euchre having the call. I've been asking you the moment when Vogelbach hit the walk off, you know, what you were doing. Well, my mother. And this is always a good barometer for the casual fans, for the fans that just jump on the bandwagon late. That's okay. I've never had a problem with that. I've never had an issue with that. Some fans are territorial, and they say, man, you didn't jump on from the start. You're not welcome. No. You are welcome. Open arms. So my mother is a good barometer. My sisters, the cackling hens that they are, I mean that in a loving, friendly customer service kind of way, They're a good barometer too. So my mother texted me and said, wow, was the text. And I'm like, yeah, it's good to see that, you know, you're jumping aboard a special season. And she, my brother-in-law, who was in the house with her, she got to tell him, who's a huge Brewers fan, that the Brewers won. And he said, no way. His phone had said, did anyone else experience this? That the phone actually said that it was a final that the Brewers lost 5-1 or 5-2. So she got the pleasure of telling the big time Brewers fan about this special moment. That's that's pretty cool. Yeah, you will listen to this and you will hear this highlight over and over and over again, and it's not going to get old anytime soon. Let's hear it again, Evan. Heffelfinger, maestro, please.
Tying run is at first, the pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Deep right, are you kidding me? Foggy, a walk-off grand slam.
My, oh, my. How about that?
Oh, baby.
Woo.
Yeah, that's going to go down for me as the oh baby call from Jeff Levering. That's what that is. And again, as I said before the break, I wish I could play the Euchre call. You want to get one more call in here before we hear from Vogelbach, today's hero?
Yeah, let's hear from Rich in Racine.
Let's go. Hey, Rich, guys, what's on your mind?
Great show. Hey, listen, I got a couple of things to say. Eddie Matthews stepping on third base in 1957. Sixto Lascano's home run on opening day, Cecil Cooper's base hit to get us into the series, and this one are all as equal as they can be. This was very
in terms of excitement. They all meant different things to different seasons to those different teams. I will agree there, but yes, this moment you will not forget anytime soon. There's no doubt that the Ryan Braun 2-run home run. in the bottom of the eighth inning at Miller Park. I mean, that's another moment.
How about Easter Sunday?
Easter Sunday, a couple of different moments, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, I got to say two other things. Stearns and Council have got to get manager and executive of the year. And I coined a phrase when Vogelback hit his second home run with the Brewers. I call it a Vogel blast. Today was a Vogel blast.
Yes, a Vogel slam or a Vogel blast. All right, very good. Thanks, Rich. We'll talk again. 799-1250 if you want to jump in here. I've got drafts at 7, so we need to – I mean, I don't know what to tell you. So I'm doing a balancing act here. I'm dying to know what picks I have. I mean, they probably, you know, drew the draft order by now, and I got to get my ducks in a row. By the way, Evan Heffelfinger – you realize that we're less than 1 week away, you and me?
I can't wait. I honestly cannot wait.
From the 15th season of Fantasy Football Weekly, heard on this radio station, 10 to noon. If I'm not mistaken, it's the longest-running fantasy football program in America.
You should absolutely claim that it is without knowing whether it is or isn't.
I really don't know.
You're that right. Sounds great.
I don't. But it's got to be in the ballpark. It
absolutely. Because
I mean,
fantasy, it's really
last.
Taken off in the last maybe 5-10 years, I would say, with all of the betting as well.
True.
Man, I'm excited. This is the best time of year. We get postseason baseball, the start of football. It's a great time.
Pennant races. The kids are back to school, and now parents can settle down a little bit. All right, let's hear a couple of different versions of Vogelback's reaction here. After the Vogel blast, I do like that. One would be shortly after, just maybe less than a minute after he hit the walk-off grand slam here on the field at American Family Field and then back in the press room. We'll start on the field.
Bogey, how do you put into words this moment, this game, your first career walk-off hit is a grand slam?
Yeah, I mean, it was a great game. I'm just happy to be able to contribute. Happy to be back. I'm glad I got to get up there in that position.
What can you say about the at-bats in front of you against Giovanni Gallegos, especially Jace Peterson battling for 7 pitches, a double, the walks as well? Your teammates, what they did to give you this opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, they never quit. I've been watching it for the past month. Just like I said, I'm happy to be back and just another win.
This team now has 34 come-from-behind wins. This group never quits. How has that become part of this team's identity?
It's just the way it goes. We're never out of it. We never think we're out of it. And just happy to be a small part of it.
Daniel, can you just describe that feeling to us? That's got to be what you dream about as a kid.
Yeah, I mean, I've always, you know, I enjoyed, you know, being in those situations, whether I fail or whether I succeed, you know. As a competitor, you always want to be in those situations and be the guy that, you know, steps up to the plate in that situation. I'm just happy that, you know, I was able to come through, you know, for the guys. They, you know, grinded all games. Seemed like we were playing from behind the whole time. You know, obviously the ball didn't bounce our way. So I was just happy to be able to go up there and, you know, try to pull it out.
Daniel, what you just said about grinding and the ball not bouncing away, it was building up to be a frustrating day. And then all of a sudden it turns into total glory. Baseball's great that way sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I just think that shows, you know, the guys in the clubhouse and who we have on this team. Not really anything bothers us or, you know, lets things start to rumble and, you know, snowball. So, I mean, it's every night, even when I wasn't here, you know, watching and seeing, you know, never out of the game and, you know, everybody fighting to the end. It's just the unselfishness and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Daniel, you know, your season two has been choppy, I guess, to say the least. Just coming back here and being in a different role. How much pride do you take in sort of just keeping your head down and doing the work, you know, whether it's off the bench or starting a game or whatever it is?
I mean, yeah, you control, you know, your work and you control how you come to the field every day. You don't control anything else. So, just come to the field every day. You know, when my number's called, try to have a good at bat and do what I can that day to help the team win. You know, I've said it all the time, you know, my ultimate goal every single day is to win. And I want to win more than anybody. And anything I do, you know, whether it's on the field or, you know, messing around in the backyard, just playing anything, I want to win. I'm a competitor. And, you know, whatever that may call for me to do that day is what I'm going to do.
Vogie, just the way that the inning played out too, it really showed the depth of this team, right? Like JBJ leading off with the double, Luke's at bat, you know, Jace and even Eduardo, who's a newcomer to the team. And what does that say about just the depth of how it can be everybody?
Yeah, you know, it's someone new every night. And I think the biggest thing is like nobody wants or feels like they have to be the guy. You know, it's like you pass it along to the next guy and you just have just as much faith in, you know, the guy behind you. And that's kind of, you know, the way it's been all year. You know, the inning before, you know, Avi takes the walk and, you know, if Yelly hits his ball 2 inches the other way or it hits off Goldschmidt's glove, it's a whole different game before we even get to that moment. So it's just, you know, at bat after at bat and making it tough on the pitcher day in and day out.
Daniel, because it was in front of the home fans and, you know, with your team waiting for you at the plate and being a grand slam walk-off, which you're so rare, can you put into words how good and how that made you feel?
I mean, yeah, anytime you can do something like that in front of your home fans, it's a lot better feeling, you know, to look up and see everybody on the, you know, out of the dugout before I got to first base. It's pretty cool. You know, it's just the way this team is with, you know, everybody cheering for everybody and rooting for everybody. It's just, it doesn't matter what it is. It's just fun to be on this team and it's fun to be a part of it. And, you know, hopefully we have a lot more baseball to play together.
Let's find out the play of the game. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video, home entertainment and smart home technology, simply done right. Check them out at abcaudiovideo.com. On the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On the Fan.
Tying run is at first, the pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Deep right, are you kidding me? Vogie! A walk-off grand slam!
My oh my! How about that?
Oh, baby!
Woo!
You get lost in that play-by-play call. Bally Sports Wisconsin, as the Brewers get a 6-5 victory to take the game and the series over the St. Louis Cardinals, and that indeed is a little bit of a bonus here. That's a big loss for the St. Louis Cardinals. Big, big loss for these guys. I'm not going to cry a river over that, that's for sure. There is the ABC audio video play of the game as Daniel Vogel blast hits a grand slam to win the ball game with one out in the bottom of the ninth in seemingly a game that was probably going to be in a lot of people's minds headed for the loss column. Didn't happen. Brewers 84-54, 30 games over 500. Now that magic number, if I'm not mistaken, drops to 14 with 24 games remaining here in the 2021 championship season. Want to check the pulse of Craig Counsell after this one. We also got Craig's ride home as well. We're going to talk at Craig Counsell in just a couple of minutes. Counsell next after this exciting Brewers victory. You're listening once again to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove here on The Fan.
What was the deal with the lineup? Why did he make that bullpen move? Why did he pinch hit with that guy? Time to get all of those questions answered and more with Scoop from the Skipper. Brought to you by Scholze Family Beef. Treat your grill to quality pasture-raised beef from their family farm. Just go to ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On the Fan.
Tying run is at first, the pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Deep right, are you kidding me? Vogie! A walk-off grand slam!
My oh my! How about that?
Oh, baby!
Woo!
Wow, Brewers get the victory today, and that might be the wow might be an understatement. 6-5, they beat the Cardinals. They win the game and the series, and it is a final 6-5. All right, we had intended on having a nice in-depth conversation about instant replay. I threw some things out there on Twitter today, and you know the best laid plans, as they say. We had to sort of pivot, and I think it was worth it. And we'll get to instant replay conversation probably in the next series here. Philadelphia coming into American Family Field for a 3-game set starting tomorrow, 1:10 first pitch. But, you know, I do want to say that it's this instant replay thing is close, and it reared its head today in this ball game earlier in the game. But I think the main focus here is the comeback victory and the fact that the Brewers back to 30 games over 500 for about the, I don't know, third or fourth time this year as the 21 championship season continues. Let's hear from manager Craig Counsell. And before we hear from him, he'll probably listen to himself. He's probably on his way home right now. Let's talk at Craig right now. It's Craig's ride home, which is a little thing we do every home game. Craig, I want to say congrats on this victory, one of the bigger moments here for Brewers fans. They're going to remember this one for a long time, that's for sure. But I also want to credit you for not giving in a game that seemingly felt like it was a runaway for the St. Louis Cardinals. And that part of it, I got to credit you on, is that you made your pitching changes accordingly. You kept your team in a ball game for a comeback like this. So I will say congrats on that. Also, the Willy Adames headed to the IR. Just a great move. It's a great move. As we discussed last night, Evan, on the show, that you've got 3 off days coming up in a short span next week. And, you know, it's a great time to do it because you've got a comfortable cushion. Magic number now, guys, 14 to clinch the division. So keep up the good work. Craig Counsell, on your ride home, thanks for listening. Evan, what do you have for Craig's ride home?
Well, the first thing I have to say is, to quote the great Jeff Levering, oh, baby. Or no, that was, well, it doesn't matter. Oh, my, oh, baby. What a yeah. win. I think that, Craig, you did the best that you possibly could have done with the team that you have right now. I mean, you have a lot of guys that are banged up or are resting heading in. So you have to rely on guys like Pablo Reyes, Luke Maley, Jackie Bradley Jr. And you look, I mean, Pablo Reyes had a great game today on his birthday.
Yeah, I love that.
Happy birthday, Pablo. I know you're listening right now, too. We really want to wish you a happy birthday. You played a huge part in this game. Reached base all 3 times. JBJ even had a hit in this game that led to the Vogelbach Grand Slam. We have to give him props where props are due. Jackie, I know you're listening. Thank you for sticking with us. I appreciate it. And then just the pitching that he threw out there, it was never the, okay, we're just going to throw in the towel.
Yep.
It was, sure, it was maybe your middle relief guys, but they did their job. I think that all the credit in the world has to go to Craig for this game. Pinch hitting when he needed to. Pinch hitting, it seemed like the right guys at the right time.
I think so.
It really worked out, and just Craig, congratulations to you on another win, one closer to the franchise record, and we'll talk to you again this week.
Yeah, they're headed toward a regular season franchise record in wins, that's for sure, guys. And I'm not jinxing anything. They're at 84 victories with 24 to play. They go 500. They're at 96 right there with the 12. One game, one additional game, and you're going to break the franchise record. All right, getting close to 7 o'clock here. We need to get into this. Craig Counsell after the Brewers' victory.
Craig, sometimes when something like Yelly's liner happens, it's the last chance you get, but it wasn't. And it's just amazing to keep coming at them like that and get that result, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that was one of the great things about this game is that you know, after that line drives get caught, it feels like, you know, with Yelly, it feels like that was your shot. And it's deflating when that ball gets caught. It feels like it's 5-4, you know, and the ninth inning is going to be a tough inning. But, you know, the guys did a great job. Starting with Jackie kind of putting together a tough ninth inning. Jackie and Luke, you know, Jace just having tough ASCII, just having tough at bats against a really good pitcher, and set it up for Vogie's heroics.
Heroics, Craig. I mean, that's what everybody who plays baseball dreams about, right? Walk off grand slam. What's it like to be in the dugout when it happens for a guy?
Yeah. I mean, the moment, you know, just, you don't get the moment. You get the moment so rarely, just the opportunity, I should say, so rarely. And it, you know, that this, it's awesome. I mean, it's gotta be an incredible feeling. It's gotta be an amazing feeling. It's probably a little surreal actually. But it was a beautiful moment and a great, incredible win.
Craig, for Daniel to do it particularly too, you know, he was gone for so long. It was frustrating for him. He saw a new guy come in, take first base job, but he came back. Adam and me talked to him the other day. He had a great attitude. He said, I'll be ready when Counts calls on me. I mean, it's just, that makes it more uplifting, doesn't it? When it happens like.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I think, you know, Vogie's come back and he's got a kind of a different job and, you know, it, in one sense, it's a shame because it's because he got hurt. And then, so we, you know, we made a acquisition to cover for it and the player's done a nice job. And, you know, so for now, this is his job, is being a bat off the bench, but then to deliver in a way, you know, as that being your job and you don't get, you know, a big sample of opportunities necessarily. And he's done it, to do it is real credit to him. It really is. It's a credit to, like, I want to do this job. I'm going to help this team. And he's decided to do that. And I think his attitude, you know, with this is part of the reason why you're able to do something like that.
Craig, until that point, the biggest play, the biggest moment of the day was that little bouncer along third. Can you give us your view of that play, and did they get that right? Did Escobar tick that ball?
Yeah, my understanding is that he ticked the ball. Yeah, that's what I was told, but I haven't seen any replays. So, I mean, again, this is, you guys ask me these questions and you know the answers to them, so I don't.
Well, I'm wondering what you thought.
Well, I don't know. Did it hit it? I mean, I was told it hit it. So, I mean.
You can watch that replay 10 times and go 5-5 on that, Craig. I mean, it is really close. It might have
really close
places of the glove.
Yeah. I mean, that's what Rob Drake said. He said it hit the end. He said it hit his glove while it was in fair territory. I think on the line it hit it, and then it moved foul. Like, my question was just why was it fair? And he said it because it hit the glove.
Craig, another thing that gets lost in that tremendous finish is your pitchers played in traffic every single inning.
Yeah.
14 LOBs. I mean, you guys just didn't let them bust it open like they did Friday night.
Yeah. I mean, you looked up every inning and their left on base seemed to go up. So there wasn't very many clean innings, you know, but we made pitches, you know. Strickland, you know, got out of a jam and lost command a little bit, but ended up getting Goldschmidt out. You know, Gustave strands the bases loaded, I believe, after he comes in at the end of Cousins inning. He gets out of jam the next inning. So, you know, we got out of some jams for sure. Fortunate and some good pitches.
What's on tap for the crew? What pitcher starts the next one? It's time for some forward thinking on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, on the Fan.
Oh, man. Oh, baby. I feel so cleansed after today. I just really do. What a win, man. We're going to remember this for a long time. But we do have to move forward, and let's do that as the Brewers welcome in the Philadelphia Phillies, a team that swept them in a four-game set in Philadelphia earlier this year. And with this momentum here of this victory, maybe they can do a little payback action. Evan Heffelfinger, the pitching matchups for tomorrow's 1:10 matinee.
Well, the guy who was once the front runner for Cy Young, Zach Wheeler, he comes into this game with an 11-9 record, a 3.01 ERA. He goes up against one of the front runners for the Cy Young Award in Brandon Woodruff, 9-7 with a minuscule 2.35 ERA. The good news for Woodruff, too, possibly the leader for Cy Young, Walker Buehler, already in 1 2/3 innings has given up 4 runs to the Giants.
Good.
So tomorrow could be Woody's game for the Cy Young Award.
Yeah, absolutely. Brewers with the victory, 30 over .500, 24 remain. They are now 11 games up in the NL Central. Magic number at 14 as we're going to let you go. And we'll see you tomorrow. How do you top this one? You never know. Maybe a no-hitter or something special like that. More special things coming in the final 24 and beyond here in the 2021 championship season. For Evan Heffelfinger, my name is Tim Allen. Thanks for listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. And I will say, smile, Milwaukee, and the world will smile back, but there's still a little bit of the show left. We have to have the highlight just one more time. See you tomorrow.
Tying run is at first. The pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Deep right. Are you kidding me? Vogel! A walk-off grand slam.
My, oh, my. How about that?
Oh, baby.
Woo!
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.